Last week, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's newest satellite blasted into orbit, significantly enhancing weather forecasting capabilities across the western U.S.
3, 2, 1. And liftoff of the Atlas V and NOAA's GOES-S, a highly sophisticated weather watching eye in the sky, to join its twin in providing better forecasts and saving lives.
This satellite will collect 3 times more data at 4 times better resolution and scan the Earth 5 times faster than previous geostationary satellites over the western U.S. The eastern United States already has the satellite in place, according to NOAA's Acting Secretary for Environmental Observation and Prediction, Dr. Stephen Voles, who talked to NASA.
Well, the GOES-17 launch, or GOES-S, soon to be GOES-17, is the second of a series of next-generation geostationary observing systems we're flying. GOES-16 launched about 14 months ago and has just revolutionized the way weather forecasters and the general public see environmental information.
Many weather systems are born in the Pacific Ocean, where before now forecasters have been hampered by a lack of high-quality data. GOES Satellite Products Manager Jameez Sims says it can help better predict and prepare for extreme weather. It's already working in the eastern U.S.
For example, with Hurricane Harvey, when it was approaching Texas, in particular the Corpus Christi area, we were able to see from the satellite data where the eye was located, and that allowed emergency managers to evacuate approximately 200 people during the time that the eye was traveling over that particular area. And it allowed them to evacuate the individuals before the rest of the hurricane passed and get them to safety.
It also helped with Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico after the storm blew out the radar. The improved technology is providing valuable new data about upper-level wind conditions. Sim says this data then gets fed into computer models forecasters use at the National Weather Service.
This, in tandem with the GOES East satellite, will allow us to have more lead time and coverage from Alaska all the way down to South America.
The GOES satellites also detect and monitor weather phenomena as they develop in real time, like lightning. This can help in predicting tornadoes.
One of those instruments is the Geostationary Lightning Mapper, and this is the first instrument of its kind to be in geostationary orbit. The Lightning Mapper detects lightning from cloud to cloud as well as cloud to ground, and that gives us much more information about the formulation as well as the dissipation of severe weather, including tornadoes.
During heavy rain, the data show when thunderstorms are stalled or if they are gathering strength. And when it comes to fog, NOAA says the satellite system can help mitigate flight delays. It enables forecasters to use the satellite's high-resolution imagery to predict when the fog is going to lift. NOAA's Voltz says this GOES series is the first leap in weather satellite capability in more than 20 years.
So when you think about now the availability of information from satellites, from ground, from airplanes, from the whole Internet of Things, is going to allow a certain integration of information in a way that we can understand the Earth as a system much more holistically than ever before.
All this is also helping your smartphone weather app be more accurate and timely. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.